Prayer is important. Prayer is one of the most important themes in the Bible. The word prayer is listed 109 times in the Bible, and the word pray is listed 313 times. Overall, any reference to prayer is listed about 540 times in the Bible. Many times when Jesus needed to be refreshed, he would withdraw from his disciples and the people and go by himself to pray. According to the King James Online Dictionary, prayer is a beseeching of God, as in Exodus 32:11. It is a pouring out of the soul before God, as in 1 Samuel 1:15. It is a praying and crying to heaven, as in 2 Chronicles 32:20. It is a seeking unto God and making supplication, as in Job 8:5. It is a drawing near to God, as in Psalm 73:28. And finally, it is a bowing of the knees, as in Ephesians 3:14. When we pray, we must be sincere, and we must already believe that God does hear and that he does answer prayers. It would not make sense to pray at all if we did not already believe that God was going to act on our behalf. And so when we pray, we must first believe and understand that God is going to do something. In addition, there are different kinds of prayer. Prayer can be offered to God in private. It can be offered in a public place, such as at the dinner table, or in worship services, or social gatherings, or civic gatherings. The bottom line is that we should pray. We should always have conversations with God and expect him to have conversations with us. I have often been asked about God speaking back and how do we hear him? Well, if you sit still long enough after saying what you wanted to say to God, you will hear the still small voice of God talking back to you and giving you directions. When you have formed a habit of talking to him in your heart every day, during the course of your everyday activities, then you will begin to get what we call discernment. This means that you will be able to sense what is right and what is wrong and act accordingly, because you are now used to praying all the time. When you pray all the time, the Holy Spirit will guide you, because now your ears are tuned to the voice of God. Hebrews 10:19-25 says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." It is just a good habit to pray every single day, and not just kneeling or in a certain position, but just making it a habit to always talk to God, whether it is in your heart or out loud or reading scripture and praying over scripture, or just in walking around your house, or even on your job, walking in the grocery store, at the bank, wherever you are, it is important that you maintain communication with God, because when you communicate with God, He will communicate with you. I pray, dear friend, that you will grow strong in the Lord and that you will remember how much He loves you, how much He loves your family, and that you will make prayer a good pattern in your life, and that you will also encourage family and friends to also pray. God bless you. Be encouraged as you pray for your family, your friends, and for the nations of the world. I pray that you too would understand that God has called you to a life of prayer and a life of service to others.